Now, a little room off the kitchen where you keep your canned goods?
We had a regular pantry, right? It opened into the kitchen.
Did you have a room where you keep a lot of old worthless stuff that you were about to throw away?
Yes, right on the end of the L. We had one small bedroom on that L,
mm-hmm.
just beyond the pantry. And then beyond that, we had this room that we, you know, you've got to have a place. We used to call it the junk room. But it was more like a storage room. But the pantry was huge. You could keep all your foods in there. You know, at that time, in those days, people didn't think of buying 5 or 10 pounds of flour or sugar. They bought it by the 100 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
And they buy these big barrels of sugar and barrels of flour.
Really?
Yes. Shipped in on the boat. And you had to have a big pantry, you see. And of course, we canned things, and we had to have a place for that.
Now, your mother, the sort of thing she would do.
Well, now, my mother, her health was bad for a long time, and she couldn't do anything. And my older sister and I did most of the canning, but we always had a servant. My daddy had somebody in the kitchen. Unless they were sick, we didn't have that to do. But he always said that girls should know how to do everything, because they know who they'd marry, whether they had anything or not. And we did know how to do everything. And my mother was sick, and we had to keep house. I just look after everything like that. And he always had a laundry room on the premises. He had a woman come there and do the washing and ironing. It was all equipped with old kind of scrub boards.
Uh-huh.
And the ironing board, everything was done out there.
They lit a fire under a big...
Right. He had a fireplace in it where he heated the irons for a pump to do the ironing.
How would they boil water in those big
They had these great big pots put outside. We had one old woman that worked for us and did our laundry for years and years. She did it as long as she could possibly go. And you never have seen, my daddy was the type of person I don't think I've ever known, ever seen him, unless he'd gone in the shade or something, without his collar and tie on. I said, if he'd see the dress today, I don't know what he would think. And he never thought that girls should do washing and ironing and that heavy work. And of course, I said, I had never washed anything until I married. And then didn't know how to do it. And I detested ironing. If we were going to a dance or party of anything, I had a dress to iron. We had a little Negro woman that worked for us for years.
Yeah.
And she'd come in and say, pat me on the back. Now, I know you don't like to iron. I'll iron your dress for you. And she'd always do things for me. And my sister said, how in the world do you spell Lee's? Her name was Lee. And how do you spell on a good side? She said, you done offered to iron my clothes, a press them. I said, well, you just don't have the system I have. But she would. And I said, not right now, I don't like to iron. I'd rather mop the floor.
What was the system?
I wish
I knew it, because you can rarely get people to work for you today.
Well, you know, in you treat people, I think, has a lot to do with even if they are neighbors.
Yeah. Okay. Now, speaking of the housework, you say they were doing they swept with a...
I swept with brooms, and we had carpet sweeper that swept the rugs with.
You had rugs?
Yes, we had rugs.
Most people just had hardwood floors.
Well, we had floors and had the rugs too. Every room had a rug, and we had the carpet sweepers, because it was not